Earlier this month, the Village of Holman sold what's been called the Star Hill property, which has a lighted cross and star on it, to the Lions Club for $600. Two other organizations bid higher amounts. Both are advocates of the separation of church and state. American Humanist Association legal coordinator Bob Ritter says a lawsuit could be a year away or longer, if at all. Ritter says his department is seeing how the U.S. Supreme Court rules on two similar cases. Ritter says he'd like to see the Village of Holman move the cross and star to land that the Lions Club already owns.
We're not trying to bash the cross. What we're trying to do is say, put it on the right property, carving out a little 30 by 33 foot parcel of land, and yet keeping it surrounded by a much larger plot of land owned by the City of Holman. That's just inappropriate.
And Annie Laurie Gaylor of the Freedom From Religion Foundation in Madison says she's considering filing an open records complaint. She says she's still waiting for the minutes from the Holman Board of Trustees Finance Committee meeting on May 6th.
They went into executive session to vote on the recommendation inviting one of the Lions Club people to go to the meeting. Apparently, this is what I was told. I don't know why they would have to go into executive session, and certainly with only one of the invited bidders. It's a little too cozy.
The Village of Holman's attorney, Alan Peterson, refused comment for this story. Holman trustee Mark Seitz says the village accepted a Lions offer because it exceeded fair market value, and the village has the authority to sell to any buyer, regardless of price. Steve Reisman, Wisconsin Public Radio.